Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shaniqua. How may I help you?
Shaniqua, hi. I'm calling for my mother. She received an order from you. I guess she ordered a sample, and she got like $400 worth of stuff here.
Okay.
So I need to find out how to return it all.
All right. Now, first, before I can help you, I need to pull up an account here. Do you mind giving me your zip code, please?
06489.
You said 064 or 464?
06489.
And your mother's first and last name?
Dorothy. Last name COPPOLA.
Thank you so much for the information. And for verification purposes, your billing address, please?
17 Wheeler Village Road, Southington, Connecticut.
All right. Give me just one moment. Let me look over this account here and see what's going on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow, you can just get rid of that box. That's the stuff that I ordered for you. It came. I saw it on your counter.
Yeah, how many did I get?
Two. One propolis and one.
That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have to return that.
Right. Just this, right? Just this box right here you want to return?
This is, yeah, this is right here that you're working on now.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just gave you
vital nutrition, right?
Yep.
Thank you so much for holding the line for me. All right, so I do have your account pulled up here, and I see back on September the 29th, it looks like your mother started a trial here with our Kilo and Cleanse, and it was a 14-day trial, and if she didn't call between those 14 days or on that 14th day to cancel that trial, it started to bill for the full amount of those products. So that's what's going on with her account here. That's why she's been charged at $99.94.
Okay, so we need to stop that. And is there any way we can credit? I mean, she'll mail all this stuff back to you. I'm looking at it. It's all in a box right in front of me.
Okay, now, due to health regulations and terms and what's going on with the pandemic, we're not accepting any products back. We don't need them back, so she can keep, you know, keep those or do as she feel with those products. So you don't have to worry about sending that back. Now, have your mom even had a chance to use these products or any of the products by chance since she started this trial?
Did you use anything? You signed up for a 14-day trial. Yeah, and you should have called to stop it, but you didn't.
I don't ever see any notes about it.
All right.
Okay.
No, she hasn't.
Okay, well, listen, this is what we can do here. I'm going to try. I can't tamper with any of the other charges except these for the last month that she was charged here. But what I can do is offer your mother a 50% discount back to her last two charges. Refund back to her last two charges of this $99.94, and then I can place her account on a 60-day hold without being charged or tampered with or anything to give her time to at least use those products. And then that,
yes.
if she wants to continue, you need to cancel
it completely, Shaniqua. I'm sorry. Cancel it completely. No 60 days or anything like that. She's not going to remember to call and cancel.
Okay.
If we can cancel everything right now.
Okay. All right, well give me just one moment and I'll go ahead and notate your account and have you squared away here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Huh? How many charges? She says that it sounds like you've been charged twice for 99 something. On your credit card statement?
Now, while I'm going over these charges, Miss Dorothy, I'm sorry. I know you're her daughter, but are you still here with me?
I'm here. Yep. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I do have my manager here who overheard this call just by chance listening on the call here. Now, she did see how your mother has been charging. Sometimes that they don't, they do happen to overlook that. And she do want to give her a chance to try the product. Now, what if we don't bill you and we also offer you her supervisor's discount, which is a full 75% refund on those last two charges, and then give her a 90-day hold? And then if I know I did state to her that you said she won't remember, but even if you wanted to, it could be before those 90 days or of the date of those 90 days, you call back and still say, okay, my mom has used these products. She still don't want it, and you want to cancel, we will go ahead and cancel your account, and you still won't be charged. Would you like to agree to these supervisors' offer, or what do you think? Would that help you?
No, I need you to cancel it right now.
Okay, and thank you. I'll place you on a quick hold here and get you canceled out with a cancellation number when I come back to the phone, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
You got in with a real good company here, Mom. They're a little pushy. Well, she's going to, I haven't gotten to the charges yet. I got her canceling this because you signed up for a 14-day trial is what you did, and you had to call before that time was up to cancel. You didn't, so it's going through. They think you want this. Okay. So I'm going to get, let me have a piece of paper. Is there like a piece of paper I can write on? So, from now on, don't order anything online, Mom.
That's your damn shit.
If you want something, call me. I'll get it for you. Well, you did it on your phone, right?
I did.
Yeah, don't do anything on your phone. It's too small.
It was tricky, though. It was rattling.
You need to be on a bigger screen so you can see everything.
And so you can read the fine print.
Right. Because there's always fine print.
I think I need to order. I won't let you order.
That's the safest way. Then you don't have to deal with this.
They want to do that. What is it, Mark? What did you order?
Usually they don't want anything back, no matter what it is.
I think they're right. I think they're here. Keto.
That's what was in, oh, it's probably in every single, yeah.
I'm on this last cancellation here. Just didn't want you holding without knowing what I was doing here. I appreciate you for your patience, ma'am, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
I like it. Very busy. Like today, it was over before I even realized it was over. And actually, I looked up and it was like after 2:30 and I was supposed to be gone. The Abbey Park building. You remember where the old showcase used to be, the Showcase Cinema?
Oh, center of town?
Upstairs in that building. I'm tired. I'm not used to working 6 hours in one day. I'm used to working 10 hours in one week.
I know.
You know?
But Poor darling.
I know, right?
It's a good transition.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, excuse me. Hello, Ginger.
Come here.
Who's calling you?
Hi. What are you doing?
Goose coming over?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. If you had a pen and a piece of paper handy, I can go ahead with this cancellation number for you, and we'll have you squared away here.
All right. Go ahead.
Let me know when you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. C as in council, 4, D as in David, F as in Frank, 3662 49, B as in boy. If you don't mind repeating that back to me so both of us can have the same information on both ends here before we disconnect.
C as in council, 4, D as in David, F as in Frank, 3662 49, B as in boy.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you so much for your patience here, and I thank you for calling customer service, ma'am.
Wait, Shaniqua.
Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can we credit her account for what's been charged? I'd like to do that also.
Now, those charges are valid. And after 30 days, we can't tamper with those charges. The only thing that I was able to do with my employee part was to offer you a hold on that account and to credit you back that partial discount that I was trying to do. But as far as in the refunding any of that whole amount, we can't, because it was, you know, it was a valid term and a valid subscription that she did have after that 14-day trial here.
Well, she's 86 years old. She really didn't know, I don't think, what she was doing.
Yes, ma'am. And I totally understand that. That's why I went, as far as in using my employee discount added on to that 35, and I, you know, tried to do you the 75 with the supervisor's 90-day hold, and that would have gave her, you know, at least majority of her money back for those last two charges. But even with me and the supervisor, after those 30 days and those terms and conditions, we're only able to tamper with those last two charges of that account anyway, and it won't be a full refund. It still will be partial.
How much has been charged to her charge card altogether?
Oh, let's see here. She was charged in... Okay, she was charged just the $497 beginning the trial in April, and then she was charged the full price for that product of $99.94, April the 25th, and then she
April.
Was...
April.
Yes, she's been with us for a while.
All right, what do we got for a total?
Okay, and then we have... are you totaling up, or you want me to total it up? Because I'm just reading it out here to you. But
yeah.
I can, okay.
Start again.
No, ma'am, you don't have to do that. I can help you on this end. Give me just one moment. That keep me from trying to, you know, holler out each one to you. And I know your frustration here, so that's okay. I have time here, so let's do it. 9-7. Okay, we got $497. I can still say the prices out loud, okay? But I am calculating here. All right. We got the $497 for the shipping and handling. We got the $99.94 in April as well. Okay, and then we go up to May for $99.94. And then June, $99.94.
Does she know what she's talking about?
And then July, $99.94.
She's under you. You're going to have to look back through your credit card statement.
And then August, $99.94.
They've been charging your credit card since April.
Yes, and then September. Oh, I wish you could have helped her call this way before. That's $99.94, and then you have called in now. They actually tried to charge it in October and November, but they couldn't. So those didn't go through. It's good that you called in because they actually tried it 5 times, and I'm pretty sure they would have been trying it again maybe a little later. So that total price for those months came to a total of $604.61, ma'am.
Okay. All right, hang. Can I just hold on just a minute, Shaniqua? Okay, hold on. They've charged you so far since April $604.61 on your credit card. That's what she says. I don't know. This is what she's telling me, the records that they have. What credit card did you use? Do you have the last 4 on that credit card by chance, Shaniqua?
Yes, ma'am, I do. The last 4 of her card, it was a Visa ending in 4009 and the expiration being 0321. That's what she used.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm so sorry here. I promise you, if I could have did more than just that and putting it on a extended hold, I would have. But it's been way over, like, for each month, 30 days. So those charges have been secured, and we can't, you know, get into Temple with any of that.
Who else to talk
yes,
to? Okay, Shaniqua, well, thank you
okay.
for your time.
All right, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.